With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Trump enjoys strong support for some of his policies and strong opposition for others. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
A recent Marquette Law School poll finds that nearly two-thirds of Americans support the government recognizing only two sexes, and 60% favor expanding oil and gas production. There's also strong support for declaring a national emergency at the southern border. However, 57% of Americans oppose deporting immigrants who have jobs and no criminal record, and 65% oppose the president's pardon of January 6th rioters charged for their assault on the U.S. Capitol. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate this week may embark on an ambitious Votorama to pass its version of a budget resolution to enact parts of President Trump's agenda. Bob Agnew reports.
The voting could begin Tuesday night on the GOP budget plan that earmarks $175 billion for the border and $150 billion for defense. It's part of the Senate plan to use the reconciliation process to pass two separate major spending bills this year. The House has similar goals but is working to include all GOP priorities in one major bill. Once voting starts in the Senate, it's expected to turn into an hours-long Votorama, as Democrats who cannot stop the bill with a filibuster will debate its contents and propose a long list of amendments. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Delta Airlines plane flipped upon arrival at Toronto's Pearson Airport and ended up on its roof Monday, injuring 18 people. The airport's chief executive says all 80 people on board survived and those hurt had relatively minor injuries. The flight from Minneapolis attempted to land on a dry runway at about 2:15 p.m. in Toronto. Wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour were blowing snow. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is brewing in New Hampshire. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal group, is going to bat for a student in the university system of New Hampshire who doesn't want to list his personal pronouns as a prerequisite for writing in a college newspaper. The paper was prepared to publish the student's article, but killed it when he refused to list pronouns, a violation of his Christian faith. Liberty Counsel says, quote, under the law, compelling a person to speak a message contrary to their beliefs in this way is a violation of the First Amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Interscholastic Federation intends to keep on letting boys play on girls' sports teams despite President Trump's threat to withhold federal funding. The CIF says it will comply with a California law that permits students to participate in school athletic programs consistent with their gender identity. This is SRN News. An Israeli drone strike in southern Lebanon on Monday killed the head of Hamas's military operations in the country, that according to an Israeli army official. The strike came on the eve of the deadline for Israel's full withdrawal from southern Lebanon under the ceasefire agreement that ended the 14-month war between Israel and Hezbollah.
Lebanese state media says it's the deepest strike in the country since a ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel took effect in late November. Footage circulating online shows a car engulfed in flames. The strike occurred near a Lebanese army checkpoint and Sidon's municipal sports stadium. The strike comes a day before the deadline for Israel's full withdrawal from southern Lebanon under the ceasefire agreement that's ended the 14-month war between Israel and Hezbollah. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.